Masechet Pesachim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin, until Perek Daled, Mishnah Beis. Although there is discussion about the matter, we're going to assume the majority opinion that midoraisa, all one needs to do before Pesach, is bittul chametz, nullifying all of his chametz, declaring that all of the chametz that he owns, he considers to be dust of the earth, he considers it to be nothing and not owned by him. Midoraisa, that's all one needs to do. However, midrabbanon, he also needs to destroy the chametz and make sure that he doesn't actually own any of it physically. Now, because that part is only midrabbanon, there are certain situations in which that part does not need to be done. For example, if it comes in conflict with another mitzvah, such as ha'holich lishchedes pesachei, one who goes on Erev Pesach in order to slaughter his Korban Pesach. So he's on the way to doing that mitzvah already, v'lomol espanoi, or to give his son a bris mila, v'lechol sudas erusim b'viz chomiv, or to eat a meal of when he gets engaged at his future father-in-law's house. This was a mitzvah. So the meal there was considered a sudas mitzvah, a meal which is eaten as part of a mitzvah. And of course, since he was the one who got engaged, and we're talking about halachic engagement, known as kedushin or erusin, which already from that point means that she's forbidden to marry anyone else. And the custom was that they would have a feast, which was a sudas mitzvah, at the house of the bride's father. Be as it may, this person is on the way to doing a certain mitzvah. V'nizkash yesh l'chomitz p'sech beisei. He remembers, he realizes that he has chomitz in his house still, which he did not destroy. So now it depends. Im yochel lachzor l'vo'er, if he is able to return back to his house, destroy the chomitz v'lachzor l'mitzvosei, and then return back to this mitzvah of slaughtering his Korban Pesach, or giving his son a bris milah, or of eating at this sudas mitzvah, then yasav yivaer, he should go back, he needs to go back and destroy the chomitz, fulfill that mitzvah midiri rabbonon, and then go back to his mitzvah, v'im lav, but if not, if by going back he will lose out on the other mitzvah, so in this case, since going back is only midiri rabbonon, mevat lo b'libo, it's enough that he just nullifies it in his heart, and does bittul chomitz, he doesn't have to do bir chomitz, which is the actual physical destroying of the chomitz. Now what happens if Lahatzman Agayis, he is on the way to save people from an enemy army, Umin Anohar, or from a river, if a river caused a flood, Umin Alistim, or from bandits, Umin Adleka, from a fire, Umin Ampoles, from a wall or a building which fell down. The point is, he's going and he's on the way to saving people's lives. So in that case, even if he thinks that he might be able to go back and then come back and still save their lives, nevertheless, we don't take any risks over here, Yevatel Beliboy, he should just do Bittul in his heart, Bittul Belev, nullifying the Chomets by making that declaration, but he does not need to and he should not go back, rather he should go and save the people's lives. Now the last example of the Mishnah talks about Eruv Tchumen. Now what exactly is Eruv Tchumen? So on Shabbos it is forbidden for somebody to travel further than 2,000 Amos from his city, or wherever he is living for Shabbos. He can only travel 2,000 Amos in every direction from the edge of the city. And the way that works is that he has a Mokrim HaShavisa, a place where he's considered to be living. So if he's inside a city, then we consider the entire city as his place of living. And then from the edge of his Mokrim HaShavisa, in this case from the edge of the city, he has 2,000 Amos in every direction. Now Eruv Tchumen is where before Shabbos, one takes food to another location, let's say outside of the city, or alternatively he could go there himself and be there as Shabbos comes in. The point is, if either he or his food is there as Shabbos comes in, then that defines his Mokrim HaShavisa. So it could be that he's really sleeping in the city even. But if he makes that Eruv Tchumen where he puts food there and he puts significant things over there, so that makes that place his Mokrim HaShavisa, which means that he will then have 2,000 Amos in every direction from that point and not from the point of his city. So on the one hand, he could gain a lot of distance in that direction. Let's say, for example, someone put their Eruv over the edge of 2,000 Amos to the east side of the city. So that means that he can now travel 4,000 Amos from the edge of the city in the eastward direction, and that would all be within 2,000 Amos of his Mokrim HaShavisa, but he would not be able to travel to the west side of the city, because that is now away, it's further than 2,000 Amos from his Mokrim HaShavisa. Be it as it may, the Mishnah says, V'lishpo Shvisa Sarashus, one who goes in order to create a new Mokrim HaShavisa, but not for the sake of a mitzvah. Meaning on Erev Pesach, he is traveling, let's say, to the edge of his 2,000 Amos Tchum. Tchum is the name for the 2,000 Amos limit, which one can travel on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So let's say he travels to near to the edge of his Tchum on Erev Pesach, so that he will be there as Yom Tov comes in. So since he's not doing it for the sake of a mitzvah, Yachzer Miyod, if he remembers that he has Chomet in his house, then he has to return to his house immediately, because this is not for the sake of a mitzvah. But if he was making the Eruv for the sake of a mitzvah, for example, he had to go to comfort mourners 3,000 Amos away from the city, so he needs to make an Eruv in order to do so. So if it's already for the sake of a mitzvah, then he needs to work out whether he's got enough time to go back and destroy the chometz and come back, or whether he does not have enough time, in which case he should just do bittul b'lev by nullifying it and declaring it like nothing, like dust of the earth, which really is enough on a mid-oraisa level.